almost everybody who's asking questions about infidelity and betrayal is trying to understand the same thing. How can I move past this pain? Whether it's the pain of having intrusive thoughts, the feelings of hopelessness, the shame, feeling worthless, losing your identity, losing your confidence, feeling like your nervous system is constantly on high alert, feeling like you're not even the same person anymore. All those things are extremely important, and it's what I help people with. But I also want to talk about something that I think is very important related to this pain around infidelity, because I think that it sometimes gets missed. Sometimes pain is not actually the enemy. Sometimes pain should be interpreted as a signal. If you think about physical pain, the point of that pain is not just to make you suffer because you deserved it or because something bad happened to you. The point of the pain is to get your attention. If you put your hand on a hot stove and you feel pain, the pain is the reason that you know to move your hand. And if you sprain your ankle and it hurts to walk on it, that pain is telling you, stop, protect this, something is not okay here. If you keep walking on this, you will cause further damage. And if you didn't have physical pain, you could end up doing serious damage to your body without realizing it. And there are conditions where people lose sensation in certain parts of their bodies. And when they aren't able to feel pain properly, they end up cutting themselves, burning themselves, stubbing their feet, developing wounds, and just not responding quickly enough to damage that's being caused because the normal warning system of pain is not working. So pain is fundamentally an alarm system. And I think that betrayal pain can often work the same way. Now, to be very clear, I'm not saying that you should stay stuck in pain forever. I'm not saying intrusive thoughts are good. They're certainly not pleasant. I'm not saying that shame is useful or something you should carry around. What I mean is that part of what it means to get rid of the pain is to ask the deeper question of whether or not this pain is coming from an old wound that needs to heal, or is the pain trying to tell you that there is something that is still not safe right now? Because those are very different things. You know, sometimes after betrayal, your partner actually is doing the work. They're honest, they're transparent, they're taking responsibility, they're not minimizing, they're not blaming you, they're not hiding things, they're not trickle-truthing you, they're not making you feel crazy for having questions, and yet your body is still in pain. You still get triggered, you still have intrusive thoughts, you still feel the waves of panic or grief or rage. In that kind of situation, there's probably trauma in the body and your nervous system that needs to be processed. That is a very common type of pain that I help people move through. And if you're in an actually genuine, safe environment, moving through that can be relatively quick. But there's another situation that looks completely different. It's not uncommon for someone to tell me, okay, I want to stop being so suspicious of my partner. Yes, they cheated on me, but we're choosing to move forward. I'm choosing to trust them. And I'll say, okay, well, tell me about them. And then they'll tell me, either directly or they'll make it very clear indirectly, that their partner is still being incredibly shifty. They're still hiding things. They're still deleting messages. They're still getting defensive when questions are asked. They're still minimizing what happened. They're still only sometimes sharing their location. They're still turning the conversation around whenever things are brought up and making it the betrayed partner's fault. Basically, they're doing the exact opposite of what any resource that talks about what should they do to help recover the relationship says to do. It's like they're going through the checklist and just doing the exact opposite. And in that type of situation, it is painful to be aware of and to feel the feelings of suspicion. But that pain is not the problem. The pain is a valid signal that something is still not right. And I think that people can create even bigger problems for themselves because they're going to think, okay, things aren't safe. Let me create safety for myself. And there's a lot of content about that idea of like, how can you create safety in yourself? How can you regulate your own nervous system? How can you find peace within your own heart, within your own soul? How can you not let someone else control your emotions? And there's truth about that. I've made videos about that too. But sometimes we internalize that message in a context it wasn't intended for. Sometimes healing looks like being less willing to tolerate the relationship that you're in. Sometimes healing looks like refusing to become calm enough to stay. Sometimes healing looks like gaining enough mental clarity that you know that you have to leave. Inner safety is important, but it is not a replacement for actual safety in a relationship. You can build that inner sanctuary and be zen and be untouchable and be stoic if you want. But if someone is still lying to you and manipulating you and still hiding things from you, you're going to still get that pain signal for as long as you want to still have that person be an important person in your life. People are quick to ask the how question, and they don't often ask the should question. They ask, how can I make this pain go away? But it might be a better question to ask, should this pain go away? Would it be kind of my own body to let me stop feeling pain if I'm going to keep tolerating this? To bring back in the former analogy, you know, if you put your hand on a hot stove and your only goal was pain relief, you could try to numb your hand, you could try distracting yourself, you could breathe through it, you could do all these mental exercises, you could tell yourself, I'm safe, I'm grounded, I am okay, I only need safety within my own mind. But if your hand's still on the stove, the solution is not to become more peaceful about the fact that your hand is on fire. The solution is to move your hand away from the source of pain. Now, this doesn't mean that every single painful relationship needs to end. It doesn't mean that being in pain is proof that your partner is unsafe. It doesn't mean that every suspicion is warranted. But it means you have to be honest. There is a difference between pain that is asking to be healed and pain that is asking to be listened to. And I understand that you just want the pain to stop. Betrayal pain in particular is very hard to bear. It can take over your thoughts, it can destroy your sleep, it can make you question your worth, your identity, your future, your entire understanding of your relationship. So the last thing you want is to be told, well, now you need to notice some distinctions in the type of pain that you're feeling. But if you rush to just numbing the pain, you might be ignoring something very important that your body's trying to tell you. It's basically emotional anesthesia at that point. What if that pain is the last leg that you're standing on to finally stand up for yourself? What if that pain is the energy that you need in your body to get out finally? And it should be obvious, but this is a message primarily for people who have been gaslit, manipulated, and repeatedly lied to. Because after enough deception, you can start to doubt your own perception of reality. You can start asking things like, am I overreacting? Am I being too sensitive? Am I just traumatized? Am I the problem because I can't move on? And maybe there is trauma there, but maybe there's also a part of you that's accurately noticing the behavior that still doesn't match their words. And so that part of you is refusing to give you the comfort until you do the things that you need to do to actually make yourself be safe. Some pain needs to be processed. Other pain needs to be listened to. Because what often happens is once you actually listen to it, if it does have that type of warning and like, get away from this, the pain can start to soften on its own. It's almost like your mind and body have been screaming, please pay attention, please protect us, please stop pretending that this is okay. And then once you finally do, when you finally are honest with yourself, set that boundary, ask the hard questions, make the decisions you've been avoiding, something inside you can start to relax. So the main thing that you need is to be curious over your pain. How much of it is stemming from just your own internal issues, and how much of it is stemming from the fact that there's a real threat that still needs to be addressed, that you might be in denial of how serious it is.